This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is to speak before the Canadian Parliament as part of his campaign to shore up support from Western allies for Ukraine's war against Russia's invasion. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Zelensky flew into Canada's capital late Thursday after meetings with President Joe Biden and lawmakers in Washington, where he faced questions about the flow of American dollars that have helped keep his troops in the fight against Russian forces. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau greeted Zelensky at Ottawa's airport and will also speak to Parliament on Friday. It's Zelensky's first visit to Canada since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
India has suspended visa services for Canadian citizens as a rift between the two countries widens. We get more on that story from AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
The rise in tensions come after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau this week said India may have been involved in the killing of a Canadian citizen. Trudeau believes India was involved in the assassination of Sikh separatist Hardeep Singh Nijjar, who had been wanted by India for years. Indian External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Arindam Bagshi confirmed a temporary suspension of all visa services for Canadians.
Accordingly, our High Commission and consulates are temporarily unable to process visa applications.
The suspension means that Canadians who don't already have visas will not be able to travel to India until services resume. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. plans to send more enforcement to its border with Mexico following a significant rise in unauthorized border crossings at the border, particularly in the area of Eagle Pass, Texas, where the mayor issued a state of emergency. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Justice Department says a contractor for the U.S. government, who is originally from Ethiopia, has been arrested on espionage charges, accused of providing a foreign country classified information that he downloaded and printed from his work computer system. According to court documents, Abraham Teklu Lima used an encrypted messaging application to transmit maps, photographs, and satellite imagery to the foreign government. Court papers do not identify the country Lima is accused of spying for, but the New York Times, which first reported the arrest, said it was Ethiopia. A 911 call released to the Associated Press shows the bizarre circumstances of an advanced fighter jet that went missing over the weekend in the U.S. state of South Carolina. AP correspondent Sarga Magani has more.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
This was not the typical emergency call.
We got a pilot in the house, and I guess he landed in my backyard.
A South Carolina resident, a puzzled dispatcher.
I'm sorry, what happened?
And a Marine who lost his F-35.
We have a military jet crash. I'm the pilot. We need to get rescue rolling. I'm not sure where the airplane is. It would have crash landed somewhere. I ejected.
The jet kept flying for more than 60 miles before crashing. The Marines say flight control software designed to protect pilots in emergencies could explain how it kept flying. As for why it took more than a day to find the wreckage, the Corps says the aircraft is designed to erase all secure communications once a pilot ejects. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It may not be easy to get the newest coronavirus vaccine. We get more on that story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
Doses have been shipped out since the CDC signed off on the vaccine last week. The rollout is being described as bumpy. There are limited supplies coast to coast. A search in Juneau, Alaska, through the federal government's website shows no available appointments within 100 miles. Some people have had to cancel appointments because their insurance hasn't updated the billing codes to cover the vaccines. This is the first time the vaccines are reaching most Americans through the commercial market, bringing public and private health insurers back into the mix. Moderna and Pfizer representatives tell the AP they have enough vaccine supply. Several million doses have been shipped and delivered. I'm Ed Donahue.
And Australia's government reported Friday that it had a budget surplus of $14.2 billion in the fiscal year. It's the first time Australia's books have been balanced in 15 years. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.